Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander. Without Leanne today, but we have a guest, and I'm so pleased to have Roger Kemp with me this morning. Good afternoon, Roger. Good morning.
How are you, Gar?
I'm doing very well. Roger is a specialist in health insurance. And when people call me and say, Gar, I got to have some health insurance, I said, you know what? You call Roger because I don't know anything about it. Now, with having said that, what is happening with Obamacare, Roger? What is going on? We get so many different reports. Some people say, oh, it's wonderful, and other people are throwing up over it. So let's talk about it a little bit.
Well, it's a very complicated situation, and I guess the question is the Affordability Care Act, everybody calls it Obamacare, is it a good or is it a bad deal? Well, and like Gar just mentioned, it depends upon which side of the ledger you're on. So the law was started and passed effective starting as of January 1, 2014. So we're just starting in now and getting the results starting the third year here in 2016. Individual non-Medicare, non-group rates are getting big rate increases. Well, how do we manage that and why is what we'll try to help people understand what are my choices and where do we go from here? The Medicare plans are getting modest changes. Group insurance is getting sort of normal changes. Individual non-Medicare, non-group is getting hit real hard.
All right, when you say real hard, 5%? 50%? What's hard?
Yeah, well, you're up there. I mean, I deal with a lot of different companies, and 30 to 50% is not uncommon.
Ooh.
Now, what happened, Gar, is when they started the Affordability Care Act, they put a lot of demands on the insurance companies to include things that were not automatically included prior to the law. Now, that, you could argue, is a good thing because every policy now written after the law was enacted has to include mental nervous, chemical dependency, full coverage on pregnancy. Prior to that, people could carve out and say, I want to shop only for this specific type of coverage, and I can waive certain things. You can no longer do that anymore unless you have a grandfathered policy. Grandfathered policies were written prior to March 23 of 2010. Anything written after that has to be compliant with the new Affordability Care Act rules. In addition, the Affordability Care Act, Obamacare, said we need a lot of money to start this up because we're going to help people with lower incomes offset this increasing cost of medical insurance. You know, medical in our country, in U.S., is about 18% now of our GNP, so that's a big, big ticket item. Well, a lot of people are struggling, and I think we all can support the idea that you've got a hardworking family out there needing help, and medical is becoming such a expensive part of their budget that transferring, you know, some of those, some of the wealth over is, I think, a good thing. And if your income falls below a certain threshold, you can get your premiums subsidized, or if your income is low enough, you can go into a close to no cost. You'd be probably going to medical assistance, basically. Let me give you an example. let's say you're a single person and your income is under $47,000, then MinSure is a place for you to seek advanced premium tax credits, is the term they use. Plain English, it means government dollars. Now, where did that money come from? Well, they did take money from the Medicare Trust Fund. A questionable strategy, but that's what happened. Anybody that wants to just Google this number to get more info, we're not going to go into a lot of details, but $716 billion, that is B with a billion, was taken from the Medicare Trust Fund and transferred to the Affordability Care Act, and that was to do several things. Help lower the premiums for people that qualify with income, and also it was designed to help the insurance industry adjust to all the new rules, all the new mandates, all the new risk they had to obtain under the new law. And that is called the Risk Corridor. Risk Corridor Stabilization Fund. But unfortunately, those dollars didn't do the job, and so artificially, individual non-Medicare, non-group rates were kept down below the market, below the actual cost. But now you're getting these huge rate increases because the money promised to the insurance companies, and if somebody wants to Google Risk Corridor Stabilization Fund, ACA Affordability Care Act, in other words, they can get more information on that. So why did we get clobbered so hard in 2016 is a combination of a lot of things. Yes, medical costs are going up. Yes, we're having an aging demographic. Yes, we have new innovations. Yes, every time we turn on the TV, we get buy my prescriptions, go to my clinic, get your new knees and hips and valves and stents and prescriptions here. Are we getting good care overall? I would say yes. Is it costing a ton? Yes, it is. So, sorry to ramble, Gar, but that's kind of the story.
That's good. I love to hear that because that's something that I frankly didn't know most of that. I noticed in the Wall Street Journal the other day there was an article about that 11 of the 23 state-run co-ops, I don't know for a better word, have gone broke. Were they not funded well enough? Is that what happened?
Well, this is where a lot of insurance plans underestimated the new risk. I kind of compare it to, should I buy flood insurance? I'm way up here on the hill. I don't really need it. Well, I'm right down by the river. I better get it. So now with the Affordability Care Act, you can buy up or buy down your level of coverage based on your anticipated needs. Well, I'm perfectly healthy. I'm not taking any prescription. Maybe I take an aspirin once in a while. Otherwise, I'm going to buy the high deductible, low premium policy. But oops, now I see I need a lot of care starting in each year. Of course, now we have open enrollment. So people can change their level of coverage, transfer their risk according to their anticipated needs on a yearly basis. So, the flood of medical bills is coming. I'm going to up my coverage. So that transfers a lot of risk to the private insurance plans that wasn't there before.
Before we forget, Roger, give your phone number in case somebody has some questions, and we're going to give it again just before the end.
Okay, I'm at 952-941-2220.
952-941-2220. Okay, what's going to happen with this Obamacare? Do you have a 2-minute dissertation on that?
How much time do we have?
We got about 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Well, okay, we'll wrap this thing up because, you know, I tell people, you know, the crystal ball is cloudy. There's a lot of dynamics to this. Unlike other types of systems, which, you know, are going to be more cost-effective, outcome-based, and those are buzzwords for meaning rationing, because in Europe and Canada, they you know, they have to kind of wait in line for non-emergencies. Now, not that they don't take care of their people, but they don't take care of them as quickly as we do on demand. And so are we all kind of guilty of expecting miracles every time we get into medical trouble? Well, understandably, yes.
Sure we do. That's part of being an American.
Right. Yeah, we put a man on the moon, we got to fix me.
That's
I understand.
Right. Yeah.
So where are we going to be? I say, you know, you got to watch this. This is a year-to-year thing you want to keep your eye on because this is a big part of your budget, a big part of your financial security. And you can go online. Brokers do not cost any more. If you use a broker like me or other brokers out there, the insurance companies support us because they feel we have value. We save them home office staff. So keeping your eye on the ball. Where are we headed in the long run? Wow. You know, I guess I could speculate more, but the bottom line is it's probably not going to get a lot better. We're going to have to spend more money, or we're going to have to cut care. And I don't know which one of those we want to do.
There's only two ways to go. There really aren't any other options, cut care or spend more money.
And our physicians earn a lot more than they do in the socialized medicine countries, but yet I took a ski trip, and I was in Aspen last year, and I've been in the business over a half a century, so I do go out and I goof off once in a while. So the guy on the ski lift says, well, what do you do? And he's talking to his buddy next to him. He says, well, I'm a physician in Australia. He says, how's that going? He says, well, it's a three-year wait now if you need a new hip or a new knee. Oh, that doesn't sound very good. So if you want to Google, do Canadians come down here for their surgeries? Yes, they do, because they don't want to wait in line. So you tell me the best answer, Gar, and I'm going to believe everything you tell me.
The funny is, you're too old to be skiing out of Aspen.
I don't ski like I used to, but no. I'm still on slopes.
Interesting, just a little side tidbit here. Roger has been in the business longer than I have, and it's one of the few people probably in the state of Minnesota that's got more time in than I have.
Yeah, I still enjoy the business, and trying to help people navigate through this has been a real challenge, and we just do the best we can.
Give your phone number one more time, then I got one more quick question for you.
Okay, 952-941-2220.
What is MinSure? You've mentioned that, and that's about a minute.
Okay, that's the website that you go on if you're looking for government dollars, but the key there is, They have a calculator, so don't blow that thing up if you're not going to get any government dollars. For example, husband, wife, and a couple of kids, if you've got income over $97,000, you're not going to get any government dollars. So you could go on the site and just do the calculator, MinSure.org. It's the government website to say, hey, I need help with my premiums. Do I qualify? So if you're not going to qualify, go direct, stay off that site, don't jam it up for the people that need and can get help by going through MinSure.org, okay?
So MinSure is just a place to get to run your numbers.
Run your numbers and pick a plan and get help and get advanced premium tax credits. That is government money lowering your medical insurance.
Because you're not making a lot of money. Because you're not making a lot of money.
Well, it's a profile based on if you got a household of, four or five kids, you can be up close to six figures and still get some help.
Right. All right. Roger, one more time, phone number.
952-941-2220.
Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. We'll talk to you again next week.
See you, Gar. Take care.
Thanks, Roger.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.